John Killorn with Payments.com, and I'm speaking today with Michael Praeger, who is the CEO and co-founder of Avid Exchange. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you. Hey, glad to be here.
Also with us is Clark Kyant, who is the head of KeyBank Enterprise Commercial Payments. Welcome, Clark.
Thanks for having me.
Avid Exchange has just announced a partnership with KeyBank. I want to ask you both, how does the partnership benefit both organizations, and what are your key customers getting now that they did not get before?
Well, this is Clark. I'm happy to take the first shot at it, and I'll stick, or at least at the beginning, I'll start with what we think our clients get from this. And that really is, you know, in today's environment, a client can work with a bank, obviously, and they could work with Avid Exchange as a standalone company. And we think what we're really excited about is not only the level of collaboration and involvement we have as partners with Avid, but really where that manifests itself is the ability to take a now kind of holistic payables automation solution to our clients that has not just all the great capability and innovation that Avid provides, but has it fully integrated into their standard bank capabilities. So they won't have to work in two places. They won't have to figure out how to go from one system to another. They get all of the, again, the great functionality and capability that Avid has developed, and it comes to them integrated in their core banking capabilities. So we think that integrated offering is really going to set us apart. And as a bank, the ability to integrate with something as innovative and well-known as Avid is just really exciting for us.
Yeah, this is Mike Praeger from Avid Exchange. And I think the thing that, one, is exciting for us is that, you know, the KeyBank has a phenomenal client footprint that their customers really view KeyBank as a trusted advisor to not only, you know, banking, but core back office processes. And now to be able to really arm the KeyBank team with solutions for middle market companies is exciting for Avid Exchange to work with them on. And I think banks, you know, in KeyBank as part of this, the traditional bill pay process has been a phenomenal bill pay process for consumers and, you know, people like you and I. But the middle market business commercial customers really struggle. And the reason is because their bill payment process really starts with how the invoice gets managed. And it has to be initiated from a core accounting system versus, you know, a bank portal, and to be able to initiate a payment process from the core accounting system, eliminate the paper invoice, eliminate paper check-based payment, and maximize the electronic payments that a customer is able to make, I think is what, you know, the initial feedback is that's exciting for KeyBank customers.
And talking about the partnership, both companies had mentioned the desire to create a great client experience. Could you tell me what exactly you mean by that, and how are, with the partnership, how are your client's experiences going to change?
You know, and I think Mike hit on a couple of the points. When we think about the great client experience, I think it covers a handful of things. One would be just the understanding and ease of use on that platform. So what am I using? How intuitive is it? How easy is it to use? Part of that is also the installation of the product. So as we all know in the payments world, you know, there's always a big project involved when you add a new capability, and managing that process really well from a project standpoint, but also making that project and that installation as simple and easy as possible is really important to that client experience. Because frankly, we have lots of data that tell us if you have a bad onboarding experience with a client, it's very hard to recover from that, even if the capability itself is great. So what's phenomenal about this capability here is the setup from a technology standpoint, given the way Avid's built their integration into ERPs, is relatively easy compared to almost any other competitive capability out there. And clearly much easier than most bank integration. So even that starting point of how do you get the system up and running and how do you get to use it is hugely important. And in this case, is just really a fantastic client experience. And then as I mentioned before, the integration with our core capabilities and Avid down the road enables them to look at Key, as Mike said, as their trusted advisor and their bank and their core payment provider, while also getting, you know, simplicity and connectivity to the Avid Exchange solution, which, again, we think is just best in class.
To pick up on what Clark said, part of that simplified approach, not only get up and running quickly, but also to enable actually to make payments, is kind of that one file approach where the customer generates that one payment file from the core accounting system and then leverages, you know, the software and the dynamics of KeyBank determine the best way that that payment gets settled through a multiple of different type of payment settlement methods. that, you know, really what our experience is that maximized amount of electronic payments that can be made. And that kind of one file experience really simplifies things for the customer, so they don't have to manage different payment types themselves. They don't have to manage vendor bank account information, and they can let the platform and KeyBank manage that information on their behalf. And so that really creates a simplified approach. And then there's one other kind of piece of it, and this is where what I'll say kind of the network effect helps both future KeyBank customers as well as existing, as well as other Avid customers, and that's the payment network. So today we have about 300,000 vendors in the U.S. within the payment network, and we know that, you know, every vendor works today with, you know, a little over 3 customers. And how do we, you know, with additional customers now get that leverage point up to 6 or 10, you know, customers per vendor, which then helps create that leverage point in creating the network, which makes it even easier to get onboarded because the vendors now are already on the network.
I see. We've covered a little bit of sort of the shared perspective. Michael, I wanted to speak to you specifically about the AvidXchange point of view. How important is this partnership to your company's growth, and does it serve as a competitive advantage, and how so?
First of all, absolutely. And we view that whenever you can partner with an organization like KeyBank that has the footprint that they have and their approach to payments, which we believe is different than other banks we work with. We do have relations with other banks that are more on the referral type of side. And what the great thing about the KeyBank relationship is they said, hey, we want this to be much more a referral relationship. We want this to be an integrated client experience. And one of the things that, you know, has made us excited when we think really set KeyBank apart is they said, hey, we need to have dedicated corporate payments people communicating, interacting with our customers around this business process. It's going to be more effective than just relying on our treasury group and having it be one more product that treasury has to get their hands around. And if we can create, you know, dedicated mind share around how this works with corporate payment specialists that are really advisors to those treasury professionals at KeyBank, we'll be able to provide more value to our customers. And I think that's already playing out in terms of the types of conversations now that KeyBank can have with their customers around a, you know, key back office process, which typically, you know, your bank hasn't talked to you about.
All right, well, conversely, I'll turn to you now, Clark. And what can you tell me about AvidXchange attracted you to them as a partner? And what criteria did you use for selecting them?
Yeah, that's a great question. We at Key, in our payments world, we really have the mission of helping our clients run their businesses better every day. And the everyday aspect is really important because on payment processes and even more upstream to things like accounts payable processes, it is an everyday type of thing, right? It's not a quarterly interest payment. It's, hey, I'm making a payment to a vendor today, and I got to do it efficiently and correct to make sure my business is running the right way. So that's sort of the lens with which we start the process. And our view is, you know, if there's a capability out there that allows our clients to run their businesses better, we want to be part of that, and we want to be able to bring that to bear to our clients. And, you know, we've spent much of the last kind of year to 2 years looking around all of the change that's going on in the payments industry, and there's certainly a lot. And most of the innovation is coming from non-banks, because we all know banks maybe aren't the most innovative players out there. You know, we've been turned on from both the client side. I had met with some clients who had mentioned AvidXchange as a really strong capability. In fact, I had a client out on the West Coast tell me that the most valuable thing I could do for them is connect my core capabilities into Avid. So that was interesting. And then we met with some other people that we really respect in the industry who said, hey, look, we understand what you're trying to do. We like the fact that you are looking for, you know, third-party capabilities and not trying to build everything yourself. And you're trying to focus on advising your client where the best opportunities are. And based on that, you should really get to know Mike and his team. And so we got some very good feedback from a bunch of different places. We made the introduction to Mike, and he was, I think, as he referred to, a little skeptical because he works with a lot of banks. And what we said to him was, look, you guys are really distinctive. What you provide is meaningful to clients, not only in the great experience, but it creates an enormous amount of clarity, transparency, and efficiency in their operations. And that's exactly the kind of thing we want to bring to bear to them. And we want to do it in a way that is, you know, very partner-oriented and very collaborative. So I think when we had a couple conversations in, we got to the point where culturally we're thinking about this opportunity the same way. We're both highly committed to making it work. And we've both invested an enormous amount of time and resources in making it work. And, you know, early on, I could tell you we couldn't be happier about how it's kicked off.
Well, just one last question for you then, Clark. So you've explained what motivated you to partner with Abbott, but you also came on as an investor. I mean, were the same factors behind that decision, or were there additional ones?
Well, I think when you take on an investment, you're adding an additional element of kind of financial risk to the equation. But the reality is for us and for Mike, so I'll let Mike answer it as well. So I don't want to speak for him, but I think it's pretty consistent. I think we viewed the investment on both sides as just one more demonstration of the mutual commitment. So we have a great partnership here in delivering the AvidXchange product to key clients and prospects. And that is the core of the relationship. And if we didn't have it, Mike wouldn't necessarily want Key as an investor. And I'm not sure we at Key would be all that interested in investing because it's not our core business. But because we have such a strong interest and commitment to the partnership, and, you know, Mike and team were going through the capital raise, it was a great opportunity for him to say, hey, look, we like you as a partner. Are you interested? And we said, we like you as a partner. And this is exactly the type of way we would make an investment. And what it does, I think, is just, again, demonstrates the level of commitment we both have. And it makes for us the ability to just, you know, be in the room with the team in a slightly different way from times, not always as just the partner, but as an investor to really understand how they're thinking about the world. And, you know, we as a bank in a very dynamic environment are learning a lot in just being around Mike and his team and how they're viewing clients and product development and what they're thinking about, not only where the world is today, but where it's going. So, you know, it's an invaluable learning tool for us as the business continues to evolve.
Before we do wrap up, Mike, does that story align with your feelings?
No, absolutely. And I would say that, you know, when we think about the KeyBank relationship and partnership, you know, it really means three things for us. And that one is it gives us credibility in the marketplace that, you know, even in excess of the, you know, 5,300 customers that we already have, it's by having a bank like KeyBank partner with you, provides a certain level of, you know, trust and credibility in the marketplace, which is helpful when you're evangelizing a solution that's greenfield. And what I mean by that is that in the middle market today, 80% approximately of middle market companies haven't done anything to automate their invoice or payment process. So we're out there evangelizing ourselves, but what the benefit is, and to have a partner like KeyBank out in within their customer base evangelizing the same message is a big benefit for them. And then lastly, obviously, provides a scale in our offerings to, you know, take our 5,300 customers and scale that at a much rapid pace, which we're, you know, looking forward to doing.
Well, I got to say from the conversation with both of you gentlemen, it sounds like you had very valid reasons for entering into the partnership and also reasons to be excited about seeing how things bear out moving forward. We want to thank both Michael and Clark for speaking with us today.